This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Dr. Donald Ward is with us today. He is pastor of churches in East Texas and also in Louisiana. He is here in Cincinnati for Council of Elders meetings. We know him very well, iconically, as the president of Ambassador University over the years. And many people know him, and we're so very grateful to have him with us. So welcome to Cincinnati. Can you please tell us a little bit about some of your work and what you do and about education in the church generally?
Well, thank you, Vic. I have had a long interest in education going back to my early days. I grew up on a farm, but I have had some of the most wonderful experiences that you can imagine throughout my life. I had a passion in my early life for academics and for athletics, and in addition to that, for family and for the truth of God. And as time progressed, I had a deeper interest. In fact, out of high school, I played some professional baseball. And then after that, I pursued a college degree. I was on an athletic scholarship and played football and baseball and eventually coached college football and baseball before I came to Ambassador College. But I began to read the literature from the church in the early 1960s and was immediately convicted, even though at that time I was teaching Sunday school in a Baptist church. But I knew that there were a lot of things that I didn't understand and I really not getting the answers to, so I began this quest for the truth. And one of the things that has influenced my life so much through the years, when I went to this particular university that I got my first bachelor's degree from, over the doorway of the administration building was an inscription that read, "The state hath decreed that only free men shall be educated, but God hath decreed that only educated men are free." And so that led me on a quest to really understand liberal arts education, that education that frees one from fear, ignorance, superstition, and the dogmas of man. And I found that also went hand in glove with what Jesus says in John chapter 8, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So I came in contact shortly after that with the Worldwide Church of God and the truth of God. And after I read especially the booklet, "Why Were You Born?" I knew the why I was here on earth, and that made all the difference in the world. So eventually, my wife and I moved to Big Sandy, Texas, where we attended Ambassador College, and later I did become the academic dean and later the president of Ambassador University, and we led the university to accreditation. But the greatest thrill in my life is teaching the Word of God. I really love to teach. I really love God's truth. And I really love to see the light come on in the faces and minds and hearts of young men and old men as well, as far as that goes. And now I've had the privilege of being involved in our ministerial training program, our own online training program with the ministry. And we're able, through modern technology, to reach all around the world. So we have ministers enrolled in that, and we're really excited about that opportunity, along with ABC and the many other educational programs that the church is involved in and the church sponsors. So it's a thrill to be on the Council of Elders and also to be involved in God's work. And I really thank you, Mr. Kubik, for the work you're doing and for the opportunity here to share a little bit of my life with you.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Ward. It's been a pleasure to have you. And I've learned things about you I hadn't known before. So thank you for coming to Inside United. We'll see you again in a few days.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.